comments raised by some delegation on citizenship, I would like to share that the Citizenship Act, first enacted in 1958, has undergone a series of amendments with the goal of bringing about positive procedural changes. The intent of the Citizenship Act is not exclusion, but inclusion within the parameters prescribed by the Constitution. There are three avenues to acquire citizenship: through A, birth; B, registration; and C, naturalization. The procedure for transmission of birth nationality is the same irrespective of the gender of a parent. I would like to share that since the adoption of Bhutan's constitution in 2008, over 22,000 individuals resident in Bhutan have been granted citizenship. There has been an exponential increase in the award of citizenship since our last UPR in 2019. In the last 5 years alone, over 12,000 people resident in Bhutan were granted citizenship. The Royal Government of Bhutan will continue to assess and award citizenship to eligible individuals in the spirit of the inclusive intent of the Constitution and the Citizenship Act. It is imperative for the Bhutanese delegation to adhere that those non-citizens who are resident in Bhutan are granted equal access to public services such as free education and health care. They are also accorded full protection under the law. On CSOs, I would like to reiterate that the Royal Government of Bhutan recognizes the vital contributions of CSOs and is dedicated to expanding the role of CSOs in the country. Currently, there are 53 registered CSOs. With regard to concerns on the endowment fund, the proposal by CSOs to raise the required endowment fund over a period of time has been accepted. And on the issues of registration raised in some intervention as well as in some advanced question, I would like to clarify that no distinction is made in terms of NGOs registration, and registration is carried out as per the CSO Act and the criteria prescribed therein. I would also like to update that the CSO authority is in the process of further simplifying the registration process. Some allegations have raised concern on the freedom of religion and practice in Bhutan. On this, the delegation would like to reiterate that the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion is guaranteed under Article 7, Section 4 of the Constitution, and as such, all Bhutanese have the right to practice any religion of their choice, provided it is a choice made out of free will. We believe that any effort to compel or induce an individual to subscribe to another faith would be an infringement and violation of an individual's right to freedom of choice of religion, and thus such acts are prohibited in Bhutan. And registration of religious organization is not a prerequisite for practice. Religious groups are free to practice without registration, without registering with the Commission of Religious Organization. Thank you.
Thank you, Pema. To address observations and comments,